The national debate over federal immigration policy has become especially fierce in the Upper Valley town of Hartford, Vermont. That's because municipal officials are considering an ordinance that would limit police communication with ICE and Border Patrol agents. The proposal has inflamed passions on both sides of the issue. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld watched the debate play out during a meeting of the Hartford Select Board last week.
It was only a matter of time before tensions boiled over in Hartford last week, and that's exactly what happened when local resident Martin Camber got his chance to speak.
They broke the law to come here. They're breaking laws. How are they earning money? They're working illegally. They don't have a Social Security number. They don't have a license.
Camber is one of several people who asked the select board to defeat a proposed municipal ordinance that would prohibit Hartford police from sharing certain information with federal immigration authorities. His words drew swift and vocal reaction from supporters of the ordinance, and then Camber used the remainder of his allotted speaking time to deliver a special message to the immigrants in attendance that night.
God bless President Trump. I hope he gets elected, and I'm sure he will. And if you're illegal, I'll go home.
Okay.
Back to the country you came from.
Hartford Select Board Chairman Simon Dennis had seen all this coming. Earlier in the evening, he'd pleaded with the 200 or so people who turned out for the meeting to have compassion for ideological differences, to listen quietly, talk respectfully, and come together as a community. Now, with order disintegrating, Dennis quieted the crowd.
Oh, hold on for a second. I have the floor, okay?
And tried to intervene.
This is a moment for us to consider here, and it's really a deep question for us to ponder for a moment. Are we able to have this conversation or not?
It's a question that other Vermont towns may have to grapple with as well, thanks to a new state law that gives municipalities broad authority over the immigration-related policies of their local police forces. Burlington Representative Selena Coburn helped draft the legislation.
If a municipality wants to go further in the restrictions that it places on its police force sharing information with ICE, then they can do that.
Select board members in Hartford managed to restore relative calm at last week's meeting, but they still haven't decided whether to avail themselves of the latitude the new state law allows for. The so-called Welcoming City Ordinance represents Hartford's attempt to protect undocumented immigrants from being arrested by ICE or Border Patrol agents, and it tries to accomplish that task by limiting communication between local police officers and federal immigration authorities. It is not a novel concept. Vermont's Republican governor has already signed legislation that prohibits state and local police from actively aiding in federal immigration sweeps, and a statewide fair and impartial policing policy restricts local police from sharing certain kinds of information with ICE and Border Patrol agents. Many Hartford residents, including Asma El-Houni, say those protections do not go far enough. El-Houni is an immigrant from Libya.
To the Select Board, we appeal to you today to do the right thing and put our protection as a priority over those who hold positions that give them authority to abuse others if they so choose.
Hartford is nearly 96% white, according to the latest census data, but it's home to many migrant farm workers, as well as an Amtrak and Greyhound transit hub that has attracted scrutiny from federal immigration authorities in the past. El-Houni is part of a local coalition that wants to prohibit Hartford police from disclosing any information about a person's immigration or citizenship status to federal authorities. But it's a legal avenue that some select board members are wary of going down. Selectman Jamison Davis tried to explain why.
So 1373, okay, that's a U.S. code which addresses the exchange of information regarding citizenship status among federal, state, and local government entities.
Federal Code 1373 actually prohibits state and local agencies from withholding information about a person's immigration or citizenship status. Select board members say they found a workaround. The proposed ordinance would keep Hartford in compliance with federal law by allowing police to share information about a person's immigration status, but the ordinance would simultaneously prohibit those same police officers from ever asking a person about their immigration status. Here's Selectman Simon Dennis again.
The net effect is that which you can share, you can't learn and don't know about, and that which you cannot share, you can learn and can know about.
Dennis's assurances did little to appease the immigrant advocates who turned out for last week's meeting. Makale Kamara, a Hartford resident, has little faith that police will refrain from asking people of color about their immigration status. In order to protect undocumented immigrants, Kamara says town officials need to restrict all communication between local police and ICE, even if it means flouting federal law.
You have no idea what it means to be afraid to leave your house. You clearly show that. Where is your courage? You might as well throw this ordinance in the trash with all the other brown and black people that you're willing to throw away by allowing information sharing between the ICE and police.
Select board members and town officials say they proposed the ordinance precisely because they do care about immigrants and people of color, but they say violating federal law could put federal funds at risk and subject the ordinance and the town to costly federal challenges. Last week, the Hartford Select Board decided to postpone a vote on the Welcoming City Ordinance. They meet next, later this month. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.